At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Welcome to a bonus podcast, a podcast that I've titled The Promise and Perils of Software-Defined Vehicles. We're going to get into what that really means. The Volvo EX90, their new flagship, finally arrived with some missing features, and that's a problem for a brand that's known for safety, because some of those missing features are safety features, and the reason is they've pushed as far forward as quick as they can with innovation, with being a software-defined vehicle. We'll get into that in a minute. But does it risk their hard-earned reputation? Have they gambled it all on bringing this vehicle to market sooner than they should have done, before it was ready? Or will the early buyers be happy to wait for those updates to come and for their vehicles to be complete? We'll dig into all of those issues today. And at the end of the podcast, I'll let you know how you can get in contact with me via the Patreon platform, even for free. Haven't got to be a paid up member for that, to carry on this discussion. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on it and how it relates to startups like Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, and the established OEMs as well. Well, Volvo is the Swedish brand with a legacy that's connected to the evolution of automotive safety. They have built this through doing the hard yards. Over the years, Volvo has consistently pushed the envelope in terms of design, engineering, and technology. So why risk it? Well, Volvo's more recent history for you might be the Boxy 200 series, going touring car racing with an 850 estate wagon, or just being the first automaker to go 100% electric. That was the promise. They went first out of all the big established car makers. And the Volvo history for innovation, as I mentioned, runs deep, like the three-point safety seatbelt in 1959, actually, which some say has saved over a million lives. The laminated windscreen, a shatterproof glass. It's unthinkable that that wouldn't be in front of you driving, but that protects occupants from lacerations. That was a Volvo innovation. Rear-facing child seats, 1960. The safety cage, 1944. Even having a slightly padded dashboard at a time when other cars had some metal, 1960. Side impact protection. I remember that really well. I was getting into cars in my teenage years, 1991. The whiplash protection system, 1998. The list goes on. But Volvo isn't looking back and has pledged to reveal a new EV every year and plan to sell between 90 and 100% full EVs by 2030. After successful releases of electric variants like the compact C40 and XC40 Recharge, and the subcompact EX30, which is doing really well, by the way, also a vehicle that isn't quite finished, but is at a much cheaper price point, Volvo's now turned its attention to the three-row segment with the flagship, the EX90. set to fill the same segment as its three-row traditionally powered XC90, which has been a popular model for families for a long time. But has Volvo bitten off more than it can chew this time? Is the brand, which is used to leading in terms of safety, moving too fast and risking that hard-earned reputation? That's what we're going to ask on the podcast today. The car launches with key features missing, from Apple CarPlay to plug and charge to the LiDAR safety system. Hardware present, but software not finished. So if you want a big family hauling SUV from Volvo, why not just buy the newly updated XC90 Recharge? Looks the same as this. It's been given a facelift, decent electric-only miles as well from the hybrid, and it doesn't try to be a spaceship. It's an iteration on the outgoing model after all. It's not wanting to have all these updates to be feature complete, but for many people, they've been waiting for an all-electric flagship Volvo, and now it's here. So we've had some time to assess the EX90 for a couple of weeks, and now it's worth asking, is there enough present at launch to justify buying this? Or with new vehicles like this, with new EVs, should you wait and give them time to fully bake? Well, the EX90 targets a highly competitive segment, going head-to-head with rivals like the Kia EV9, Rivian R1S, Mercedes EQB, and Tesla Model Y. The upcoming Polestar 3 will capture a portion of the market too, with its cutting-edge design and high performance, like the new saloon version of the EX90, which is called the ES90. That comes next year. The Polestar 3 is also built on the same platform. All three vehicles will be. Let's talk about the design first of all. Well, yeah, if you see this driving down the road, then Volvo for a long time has been known for its clean, functional, elegant design, practicality without compromising on aesthetics, and the EX90, I think, exemplifies that philosophy with a profile that is pure Volvo. Boxy and clean on the outside, minimalist and sort of pretty austere on the inside. It's a combination which is real Scandi design, those Scandinavian design principles, simplicity, functionality, beauty. I love them. The exterior design has all those Volvo cues, the Thor's hammers, headlights, the chisel tail lights, not only enhancing the car's appeal, but improving visibility and safety. The boxy silhouette, the EX90, just like the car that it replaces, the petrol version, the XC90, aligns it with the brand, the lineup. They're not doing a different look for each car. This is obviously what it is. The lines of the EX90, very similar to those like the EX30, that new design language. Pixel LED headlights on the corners look great, by the way. Moving inside, the interior is a really fantastic place to be. The cockpit benefits from materials like Nordico upholstery, this sort of composite collection of, you know, like recycled and sustainable materials. The seats, fabulous to sit on, but also a focus on sustainability. Nice little Volvo touches like a slide-out lumbar support on the front seats, massage seats, all that kind of stuff. Now, the rear seats, also a lovely place to be. If you're putting the kiddos in the back, you are treating them. Third row, also easier for kids than adults. But it's a proper three row, by the way. Nice ambient lighting. The trim panels, particularly impressive inside as darkness descends. Very cool, calming interior effect. Nice big panoramic glass roof as well, which I think really brightens vehicles when you get that. And a four-zone climate system, so your rear occupants can, you know, set their own temperature and stuff like that. Huge space, obviously. 310 litres with all seven seats up. And 1,915 litres if you fold the seats down. What I love about Volvo, little personality touches as well, like the will it fit diagram inside the car. When you lift up the boot, some various things that you might be going to buy from IKEA, will it fit? And it tells you. The 14.5-inch touchscreen does dominate. It's the centerpiece, running on the Google Android system, or Google Android Automotive OS, I should say. It's a single interface. Volvo's given the screen a different structure. It locks the climate control settings and the quick nav to the home screen and apps and settings to the bottom of the screen as well. That's a recent change they made. That's rolling out to existing Volvos that can get over-the-air updates, by the way. And above this, widgets and icons provide all the extra functions you need. Unlike Tesla's approach, which is also minimalist, and they moved all the controls to the touchscreen, Volvo, for their flagship, have kept some physical controls, physical turn signals and shift stalks, as well as vent adjustments and things like that. So I think it's a nice blend for this vehicle. Talk about the electric powertrain for a second.
This is the bits that I had no doubt Volvo would get right. This isn't really the stuff defined by the software. This is the stuff that I think Volvo have been doing really well for a long time, and they've got all the strength in depth they need. Like I say, the SPA2 platform, the Chinese backing, the money that they need, the Scandi design. So in terms of the electric powertrain, twin motor or twin motor performance, the only difference is adding that word performance, and then in two trims for each one, plus or ultra. So the twin motor performance has a dual motor system of 510 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds. It's got a 241 horsepower permanent magnet AC front motor and a 268 horsepower rear motor. The twin motor basic model. It's not very basic, is it? But that's 402 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds. That's still rapping enough for me, by the way. A key aspect of the powertrains is the disconnect clutch on the rear motor, allowing the EX90 to operate mostly as a front-wheel drive vehicle, which is good for efficiency. But if you need it, the rear motor will kick in for, you know, launches, straight-line speed, and more power, more traction. So good performance, but good efficiency as well. It does offer a performance all-wheel drive mode that takes the place of the traditional sport mode that you'd find in a lot of cars. And what that does, when you engage performance mode, that locks the rear motor on. So rather than having a time when the rear motor is engaging, and that, according to when I was chatting this podcast through with my friend Kyle, Kyle Connor from Outspec Studios, he was talking about the rear motor and how I think he said it was noticeable in terms of it was on a disconnect. And then when he wanted instant performance between sort of 20 and 80 miles an hour, there was a lag. So you can engage performance mode and that will just lock it on and you've got an all-wheel drive vehicle. And I think though when you, it's not a setting that sticks, as it were. It's something that you have to keep selecting. So, let's talk about off-road mode. That optimizes the performance for any rougher terrain. I don't think you'll be doing a lot of off-roading. It's not, you know, a Land Rover, but I think some people will want those specs. Volvo's also paid a lot of attention to isolating and dampening noise within the cabin, because this vehicle will be used at the top end of the market for people who want to be wafted around, or to waft around. A lot of cars these days have active noise cancellation. EX90 achieves that through cleverly chosen bushings, including fluid-filled mounts in the motor units. The approach minimizes vibrations and road noise, making it one of the quietest cabins in the class. This is luxury as well, right? For a vehicle that weighs 6,100 pounds, it's got to be nimble too with that much power. The Ultra model has air suspension and semi-active dampers. The semi-active dampers offer multiple ride settings from soft to firm, both suspension and steering feel, allowing drivers to tailor the vehicle dynamics to their preferences and driving conditions. We're going to get on to charging and safety, where it sits in the market. And so what's the problem? Why do I present this as a risk that Volvo have taken? Well, I've done the good, and I got a bit more good to come up, but it does get quite bad and ugly. So make sure you leave us turned on, and I'll be back in a mo.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you heard a couple of ads, you're listening to the free version, and I thank you for listening to the ads because it helps pay the bills. You can join up on Patreon if you want to, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. It's how I make a living these days. Incredible, isn't it? And I'm here to bring you EV News Daily with the new shows and some occasional extra bonus shows as well, like this one. And you can even be a free member on Patreon. You haven't got to be $5 or $10 a month or more for organizations if you want to. And that means that you can take part in the polls, leave comments, get in contact with me, and keep the conversation going. All right, let's talk about next the charging technology. It's all good stuff, as you can imagine. 111 kilowatt hour battery pack, NMC ternary cells, 107 kilowatt hours usable. Fast charge, according to Volvo, half an hour to do 10 to 80 on a 250 kilowatt charger. They say that in terms of the charge curve, it's not peaky, but it's very flat. So even if you find a 150 kilowatt charger, you're only adding 5 minutes to get to 80% because it hasn't got this huge, big power peak at the beginning and then a big cliff that it falls off of. So good charge curve. 11 kilowatts onboard charger. A lot of countries would prefer a 22 kilowatt onboard charger as standard, but it's got bidirectional charging as standard. And a lot of cars these days are coming or have arrived and they've got a vehicle to load. And some of them have got bidirectionality and then it sort of just disappears once the spec sheets have gone. And we say, oh, well, you know, we're going to come, that feature's going to come when we've got some chargers available. VW, were ones that said, oh, you know, the summer of 2023 will bring bidirectional vehicles. And that came and went, and this summer came and went. And okay, well, who are your Wallbox partners? Why can't I get my two-way VW ID4 in the driveway? Well, Volvo have said that you can use this vehicle as an energy source to back up home power, sell power back to the grid in an emergency, provide power. Volvo's partnered with DC Bell to offer the bidirectional charger. It's a 25 kilowatt unit, so you could pull 25 kilowatts from the vehicle. It says available starting late this year. That's what they've told us. So we'll carry on waiting for that. Volvo provided EPA estimates of 310 miles of range on 21-inch wheels, and that's about right in the road tests that have happened so far. So let's get on to the biggie, which is Volvo safety, and this is what I think they're starting to perhaps risk, because some of these safety features aren't available at launch. One of the standout features is the LiDAR first safety scenario. The Luminar LiDAR sensor is on the roof. It looks like a taxi sign that would light up. But the LiDAR system is high because it has better visibility up there, and it offers a really long, accurate look at the road ahead, far more than you can see in bad weather conditions. It'll see through the fog, and of course it sees what cameras can't see, and according to Volvo, it will scan the road at 250 meters ahead and crunch the numbers and provide critical data for vehicle autonomy and overall safety. The problem is, it's not ready. The LiDAR system integrates seamlessly with other sensors, the radar and the cameras, for as a multi-layered approach. So the car is still a very safe car, but one of its USPs, big selling points, isn't ready at launch. The pilot assist system in the X90 extends Volvo's traditionally conservative approach to autonomous driving. They're not saying the car will drive itself, but it'll employ the safety sensors to help with freeway driving. Internally, the X90 has an impressive array of sensors looking at the driver, your behavior, detect if a child or a pet is left in the car when you go. Likewise, the cameras monitor any driver fatigue and attention deficits. So, where does this sit in the market? Well, its pricing starts at around $81,000 and goes up to about $94,000 for fully equipped models. This is at the top of the market, right? And it's up against the EV9, which is cheaper and has good features, vehicle to grid, and it's not as luxurious, doesn't have that luxurious feeling. Some say the Ride is worse than the EX90 as well, but it's, you know, a good choice for a bit less money. Rivian R1S, obviously a strong contender. The R1S, the SUV version, R1S, probably leans into its off-road or soft road capabilities a bit more. 410 miles on the longest range there, so a lot more than the EX90. But with more of a focus on that kind of outdoor lifestyle, might not appeal to the traditional Volvo buyer. Mercedes EQB and Tesla Model Y, also good competition. EQB is it's a nice SUV, but smaller. Model Y has the performance and the range, but lacks the build quality. The upcoming Polestar 3 wants to get some of the market. Being closely related to Volvo, Polestar has its own set of innovations and high performance, but again, the Polestar 3 is coming not fully finished. I think it's the Pixel LED lights that aren't working on that yet, and the LiDAR stuff as well. So very tech savvy, whereas I think the EX90 is probably more family friendly. So what is a software defined vehicle? Let's get to the crunch of this. Well, the CEO of Volvo has described this vehicle as their first truly software-defined vehicle. But what is that? Well, it is a vehicle whose features and functions are primarily enabled through running code, through software, rather than hardware controlling each of those functions. Now, this it's such a massive shift. It's a huge shift from traditional vehicle making that would have multiple brains, if you like, and multiple bits of hardware all doing one job. Traditional vehicles were hardware-defined vehicles. A software-defined vehicle, like the Volvo EX90, which they powered ahead with, has benefits. So it's flexible. It's upgradable. It brings all the computing hardware into one place. So it consolidates all of that otherwise disparate technology into one place. It extensively uses data and connectivity, and of course it can be updated over the air. These vehicles are basically just computing platforms these days, and modern operating systems that run multiple applications to run the vehicle functions, like a smartphone. And I've got experience of that with my Polestar 2 and running Android or a Google Automotive, and it's is really good. It's faultless. It works how it should do. It connects to my Gmail account. And if I look for a route the night before on my phone and, you know, not send it to the car or anything, but my history is there. Now, of course, lots of cars can do that. You open the app, you plan a route, you can send it to the car, or you know, it's not a unique feature, but just the way my YouTube is on there. So when the car is parked and my kid wants to watch Peppa Pig, it's because that's in the history. And so it works really well when it works. And, you know, the Polestar uses an old chip, some old technology. It's a bit laggy. I wouldn't mind it being upgraded. The EX90 from Volvo uses the new NVIDIA Orin system on a chip with 250 trillion operations per second. It's so powerful. It has deep learning capabilities that can use AI-based active safety for advanced driver assistance and, of course, future autonomy. The powerful computing architecture supports an upgrade path to the new NVIDIA Thor system on a chip, which is 1,000 operations per second, trillion operations per second. That's four times more powerful. Even more advanced autonomy and AI. The software approach allows Volvo to do this, you see. So there's a good reason why Volvo have taken these risks. They can reuse large parts of the architecture in future models. They can upgrade computational capabilities without changing everything. It's like doing an upgrade on your computer at home, you know, your big boxy tower PC. Put a new processor in and it gets better. So what's the problem? Because it's all sounded good so far. You're thinking, well, this just sounds like the new flagship Volvo. All the bits sound brilliant. And you'd be right to ask that question. And hopefully I'll answer it in about 30 seconds time. We'll take a quick break for the free feed listeners. Patreon supporters, of course, won't get an ad break here. And we'll finish off by asking what all this means. Stick around. Back in a sec.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The launch of the Volvo X90 has not gone massively well, despite its premium price tag and positioning. Some of the features are missing, and that situation has raised some concerns amongst really loyal customers. And of course, you know, the typical car reviewers, which always are looking for, you know, a headline or two. But still, it's being delivered without Apple CarPlay, not a deal breaker. LiDAR, bit of a deal breaker. Bidirectional charging, for me, not a deal breaker at launch, because it's only really, you know, in the Ford F-150s of the world, the Kia EV9, that's in South Korea, the Tesla Cybertruck, the top-end one has, you know, vehicle-to-grid. And so it's not as if it's a common feature that it's really awful that it's missing, but they should bring it soon. Cross-traffic alert and front automatic braking, bit of a deal-breaker. Curve speed assist, okay. Smart charging. Okay, plug and charge. Okay, it'd be nice if it had it at launch because it can do it. It really should have it at launch. The infotainment system not just working in dark mode, and some aspects of the core system functionality. Now, Volvo have held their hands up and gone, absolutely, we acknowledge these issues and we've learned from it. We've learned to give better timescales when we promise these vehicles. We've learned to communicate better with customers because people were saying, well, this vehicle's delayed and what's the problem? And Volvo said, yep, we'll get our communications better in the future. And also remember, over-the-air updates are going to fix a lot of this very quickly. Some of them will require a dealer visit. Volvo says the delays to the challenges and integrating new technology. They want to be at the cutting edge. They want to be innovative. They want to carry on moving the automotive industry forward like they always have done in terms of safety. But they need some additional time. Volvo has emphasized the EX90 is designed to improve through updates and upgrades, but they haven't provided a specific timeline for when the features will be available. And some industry observers have drawn parallels to other car makers who do exactly the same thing, releasing a video that isn't ready. The new Cybertruck, this week, is getting some of Tesla's autonomy features, and not even all of them. Some of the Cybertrucks are getting so-called self-driving features, or supervised, FSD supervised, right? But that's not all the Cybertrucks. So they said they'd do it in September. Well, some of the vehicles did get it. It launched without it. It's Tesla's flagship. And Tesla is an autonomy company, apparently, or something. And so their new shiny vehicle doesn't have the thing they're meant to be famous for. And yet people didn't really give Tesla that much of a hard time for it. I think I've seen people give Volvo a harder time over this. So is there something about startups being given more leeway? It's an interesting question. I'd love to talk to you about that, actually, in the comment section of Patreon. Volvo say that they are working flat out to get these features into the vehicle. So, what do you reckon then? in conclusion, should Volvo have shipped it? Should they have waited? Can they get away with shipping something that isn't quite done? Almost a beta version? I mean, it's good, but it's not everything. Or, as an established car maker, are they expected to launch with everything fully baked? Look, it's clear from all the things I've said, Volvo still knows how to build a large family SUV with understated elegance, innovative safety features, very high performance. And subjectively, I still think the best looking cars on the road, but I'm a Polestar fanboy these days since I bought one, so I'm bound to say that. You can just ignore that bit. However, this situation of launching a car that wasn't fully baked highlights the challenges and potential drawbacks of software-defined vehicles. There's a reliance on complex software systems that, when they go wrong, lead to delays and issues. There's also a disconnect between the traditional expectations of a complete product on day one and the reality of anything defined by software. The software you use, what the Netflix interface looks like now compared to 10 years ago, your phones, the constant updates to your mobile phone, your tablets and your computers, anything in tech that's defined by software is always evolving. And this time next year will inevitably be different. My contention is, if you're a startup or Tesla, I think you're given more leeway by people. I think you can launch something that isn't ready and be like, well, we're learning along the way. I think if you go back to the start of this podcast and you're Volvo and you're a company that changed safety in the automotive industry, you've got this long legacy, I don't think people give you that leeway. I think you are just expected to somehow have all of the answers that even though other companies might be struggling with it or not bring the vehicle in the way that supercar manufacturers have gone, we're not going to bring electric supercars until energy density is better in the batteries or solid state or maybe using a newer technology. And some of them are, and we'll wait and see if Ferrari get criticized for their first electric car next year. But if you're a brand not making Ferraris, but you're a brand that are known for making the safest cars on the road, and you've got the history to prove it, there is a bit of a risk to launching a car that doesn't have all those safety features. Volvo's reputation for quality and reliability, I don't think is going to be badly affected. I think they'll ride this one out. They'll learn from the launch strategy and it'll change in the future. But I think they'll want to avoid doing this all over again. While the EX90's software-defined nature undoubtedly means it'll be a better vehicle this time next year, the initial launch with missing features has impacted the reception and Volvo will need to deliver soon, and we'll carry on watching it on this podcast. It's a great vehicle and it deserves to be finished. And I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the trend in tech? How vehicles are always umbilically linked to the people that made them because you're waiting for improvements. Indeed, I've talked about recently on this podcast how sometimes your car gets downgraded, like the issue with the old Tesla Model S's where they not bricked them, but limited the charge speed, but really badly in cold conditions, in order for the cars not to be completely bricked. And so that was a case of the car getting worse, but also the cars got better. It got new technology over the years. So is that a trade-off that you're willing to make? Let me know. You can join up, like I say, as a free member on Patreon and take part in the comments, the votes, the polls, the chat. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can email hello@evnewsdaily.com. Let me know your thoughts on all the things that we have talked about today. As always, I appreciate your time and your company, and in advance, your comments. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one. Oh, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh, yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.